You all know the story. Cinderella can't get a break, and she dreams of love, of a life where she'll be treated the way she deserves, maybe a big house where she isn't forced to be the servant for her selfish, unloving family. Then some magic happens. A fairy godmother, a pumpkin, glass slippers, a prince, and it's a one-way ticket to happily ever after. Well, times have changed, and in the capably revisionist hands of the Imaginist Theater Collective, Cinderella has been transformed into a dark, moody fable where the magic is in the inventive staging, and not so much in the story itself, where the inherent downbeat tone of the tale is almost a character unto itself. In Crumbs, a Cinderella Story, here's our heroine as an exhausted, terrified, beaten-down member of the 99%, working her fingers to the bone to provide luxuries for her spoiled stepsisters, who love to get things they clearly don't need or even much want. Cinderella and her animal friends, required to work day and night, sewing and baking, must live off the crumbs left over from her sister's daily servings of birthday cake. Having earlier this year turned Euripides' The Trojan Women into a heart-rending meditation on the endless cycle of war in the world, the Imaginists now unleash a modern fable for the post-Occupy age. Crumbs was developed by the actors through a process of improvisation and experiment over a 2.5-month period, and the result, though not tightly written or always consistent in its tone, is quite a wonder to behold. Inventively and passionately performed, with the 12-actor ensemble taking turns playing musical accompaniment for the various songs. Yes, it's a musical. Sort of. Crumbs blends elements of dark comedy, political satire, and horror story, with frequent flashes of gruesome violence and breathtaking beauty. It's not pleasant all the time, but then why should it be? This, at its core, is a story of how greed and money turn people into monsters, with even the open-minded characters so locked in their palaces of safety and privilege they can't recognize the misery right outside their door. Make no mistake, while Crumbs contains plenty of princes and slippers and magic spells, this is no Disney story. The occasional F-bombs and savage cruelty just the tip of the iceberg. Packed with striking imagery, a tree made of rags, a mountain of cast-off clothes, a butchered goat made of shredded red ribbons, this is definitely more nightmare than fairy tale. But as a powerful, poetically deeply angry critique of greed and consumerism, it's quite effective and thoroughly haunting. A story in which happy endings, if they're possible at all in a world where so many are living on the crumbs tossed away by so few, those happy endings definitely don't come without a cost. Crumbs, a Cinderella Story, runs Thursday through Sunday through December 21. Find out more at theimaginist.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.